when you chant in morning, in midday, evening or night, accordingly, you should use all these things in your chant.
Use what things?
What you have heard, what you have read.
No, I follow that, but when I do, you know, the Prabhupada pastime book that I was asking you about yesterday.
Prakata, Banarsi Sari, or Blouse, Ira Korenyashvi.
Yesterday I was telling you about the book that I had started writing some years ago about my experiences with Prabhupada. So if I do continue that, how can I do it in such a way that it's favorable to Raganuga Bhajan?
If there is greed, a little bit of greed, then you should hear and read books of what you are reading.
Right.
Rupa Goswami. At first of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Swami Sindhu, Madhvanja Padimini, Deva Dharma. It will develop your greed. Then how to do something listening, hearing, and something this book will
I don't follow. I mean, when I write the book, how should I write the book about my experiences with Prabhupada in such a way that it would help my Raganuga Bhajan and not be a distraction?
This is a very...
Because I don't want to do it if it's going to be a distraction from the bhajan.
It is very difficult. But I will have to think something.
Okay.
At first you should do Vaidhi Bhakti. Write for another Vaidhi Bhakti. And yet you can get something very little.
But will it be a distraction for my own bhajan if I write it?
If it is pure Raganuga, then you'll develop your heart.
But this is just my...
Maybe two things.
Yeah.
As we write something, only write for Vaidhi Bhakti.
Right.
But when we talk and we sit among us, then we give something of prana.
So even though I'll be writing Vaidhi Bhakti, it won't hurt my advancement?
No. But try to develop yourself. Yes.
So should I then wait and not write it until I'm more developed? Just kind
of... No. You can do... You should do it. Both will go at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Gradually, Vaidhi Bhakti will go less, and this will come. Automatic in your writing also. What you think, it will come from your pen. So try to give by your writing what Prabhupada has given. Elaborately, you can do.
What should I pray when I'm writing it? A few questions. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it says that the Guru is the embodiment of all gods.
Of all?
All the gods.
Gods.
The embodiment of all the gods. What does this mean?
Guru is Sarvadevamai. Sarvadevamai, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, Indra and all. They nourish all jeev. No?
Mm-hmm.
Brahma gives birth. Samajhai? Brahma gives birth. Guru also gave birth. She disrupts, disruption.
Destroys.
Guru also कहाँ जा रही है? ठाकुर जी को दर्शन करने? हाँ, आती हूँ। Guru also washes up everything. This day often, worldly things, worldly desires, काम और लोग मार, लोग मार करिए, अपराध and all other. By his
knife.
It is written in Srimad Bhagavatam. And Vishnu worship. Guru also gives so many nectar, like upadesh, and nourishes all devotees. There are hundreds and thousands kinds of devotees. He gets so many things. Bhakti, Bhakti, Radhanga Bhakti, some good, upper Bhakti, some lower Bhakti. So he knows the world. In the gift of water, he also gives the Kripa water, mercy water. Oh, so, who is Parvati, man? All gods.
You mentioned the other day that when Srimati Radhika is angry at Vishakha or Lalita, it's Prem Ras. Is it the same when Padma is jealous of Radhika for Chandravali, or when Radhika is jealous of Chandravali? Is that Prem also?
Different. One said, now prayed Krishna that I want to see you sitting with Lalita on jhula, hanging.
Swing?
No, hanging swing. Hanging swing.
Hanging?
Jhula? Yeah. Jhula, you know, don't know?
I thought it was a swing.
Being here, you see.
Swing.
Yes, swing.
Swing. Yeah.
Krishna began to laugh that he will he will play anything. Now, but yet, he told that, yes, to fulfill your wish, I will sit with Lalita on that and have it. He was doing so. And now went to Srimati Radhika and told that, now Krishna don't want you. He loves more than you to Lalita. And you can see there's no need of any other thing. He's going to Jhula. Srimati Radhika came and from very far away from any queen. He picked that he was Krishna playing on Jhula. So he began. He was angry. But yet he knows that Lalita is very hard to play. But yet something can. That day, Srimati speaks a word to Lalita and Krishna. Then, after that, Lalita also told to Radhika that it has been so by Narada that there was compromise. So for Lila it comes like
so. So what's the difference in her feelings towards Padma and Chandravali, or their feeling towards her, since
Lalita
everything
wants that Krishna should meet to Mandi to Radha.
Right.
And Padma wants that Krishna should meet with Chandravali.
Right.
So they They do so many things. If Krishna is sitting with Radhika, Padma will come and try to snatch Krishna from them, and they will try to meet together Krishna and Chandra. And if Chandra is with Krishna, Rupmanjari will go and tell that the Sankatun has come to Vrindavan and he is killing cows and taking all gopis and disturbing gopis. If I am going just now, perhaps he has taken Radhika and all his soldiers and flying away. If you want to
save
them, you should come, or otherwise you should play with them. And Krishna is telling him only, oh my dear Bhagavan, I am just coming after killing somebody and you. So instinctively, both parties want to make to their Guru.
Right. So this is frame, but it's a different kind of frame?
But we cannot understand all these things.
Right.
It is so high, so high.
Yeah.
If Mahaprabhu was there and we heard this, he will tell. Yes, now you say, Mahaprabhu is there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it? It says in the commentary of the Vilap Kusumanjali that Rati Manjari and Rupa Manjari are Radharani's. She sees them. You also said, I think, that Radharani sees them as her very self. So how does she see them as her very self? And then if we also become perfect and become Paryadasi, how do we become that?
Sadhan. Not only hearing will do. So, this is Gumbhajan, what has given in Jaya Dharma, in Bhakti Swami Sindhu, and in the books of Rupa Goswami, and you have to be to tayyar karna apne
hriday,
to prepare our heart like that. What we have written in Manashikha, we should first do all these things. Hearing the pastimes of Krishna and Radha, we'll have to try first Guru, Bhurte, Bhurta, Vaisu,
Sujane,
Bhukurudane, Amantre, Sri,
Sri Namine,
Sri Namine, Prajwa, Tandha, Sarane, Sabhadam, Vandipa,
Sambhadam, Sambhadam,
you are female or male?
Paryadasi.
But
female.
Not
female. Huh? Not body though.
We are female. You are female?
Yeah.
I'm male. Now we cannot imagine that we are gopis. If we will do and we live with it, you live with male and I live with female, we will be upset. No? So in Shastra it has been one. Because
or of the man is not so like Raghunathas. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
Not like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Once Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur became a gopi, and all other saw that at first he was Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and again he is seen as a gopi. But Vishwanath Thakur always called that man a gopi, and he used like so. So, we are thinking of that, but we are still very lower stage. So, we should do practices of lower stage also. And hearing this, both at a time. This is practices of this Aragandha. In Bhaktira Samishandhi, it has been told that he will have to do all the practices, what are in Vaidhi Bhakti. But we will think of Raghunatha. We will serve Gurudev. But in bhava we will see that he is Sakhi. But yet we, male, females, will not serve as Brahmachari do. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
If he do, that all will be opposite to us. She comes to me, but yet Brahmachari and all others don't want that she should come. All keep eyes on me. Very hard. And I see that this is very good thing. All are seeing upon me that she should not meet alone. No?
Mm-hmm.
All are God. So there are some things which we have to practice by the bhakti, so that our purushabhiman, istri abhiman should go away. Then we will be naturally swabhaviki, adhikari of that, qualified for that.
What was that prayer that you just said in another language? You were both saying a prayer.
Yeah.
The one that you were both saying together just a few minutes ago.
My Guru Maharaj, Shri Raghunath Maharaj, told me to come in. And then at the same time, I had...
From where you are from?
Pardon?
From where? America?
I come originally from France.
France?
But I spent the last 20 years, I joined in South Africa.
South Africa?
Yes.
You met Giriraj Maharaj Swami at South Africa?
Yes.
How many years before you had joined this ISKCON?
I joined in 1978.
You have left your home?
Oh yes, long time ago.
Now you are in ISKCON Mandir?
Yes, since
1978.
No.
ওখানে তো চার চার পাঁচজন চলে গেছে, এখনো একটা লোক ছিল, শুধু বলছি আবার তিনজন লোক আছে ওখানে, ওকে পাঠাই আবার আজকে 500 টাকা পাঠাচ্ছি.
It was about Govardhanji. That often Srila Prabhupada explains in the Krishna book that Krishna assumed a gigantic form to eat all the offerings that were offered in the
Anupati. I do not understand what
she said, that Krishna took a gigantic form as Govardhan Hill to eat all the offerings. all the bhoga that the Brajbasis offered him.
And Srila Prabhupada says that Srila Prabhupada says that Govardhan Hill is none different from Krishna. He is Krishna himself. When I was reading the other day in Sri Vraj Riti Chintamani that Govardhan Hill is the best servant of Lord Hari. So I was wondering if you could explain.
You know Krishna? You don't know anything about Krishna?
Well,
he is supernatural head, fountain head of all universe and every. You know? He is the supreme Godhead. The supreme Godhead is servant or what?
No.
और जिसकी सेवा की जाती है तो हम भी सर्व
सर्वोच्च गॉड है
सर्वितर गॉड है और सर्व है
बोथ
नॉट अंडरस्टैंड यू आर
इज गॉड द सुप्रीम सर्वड और सर्वेंट
कृष्ण इज सर्वेंट आर
फॉर द सर्वड व्हिच वन इज ही
ही सर्वड
He is not servant. But we see that in Braja he serves.
Yes.
He serves father, mother. He serves Srimati Radhika. He serves his cowherd. He serves cows and cows. What, sir?
Calves.
Calves. He only serves. Cows serve Krishna or Krishna serves cows?
Well, both. Isn't it the
cows of
Krishna also?
We see that Krishna is serving cows. Krishna is serving Radhika and Gopis. And he wants to serve and praise that what you all have done for me. I'm defecting for several gems and births and births. So Krishna is servant or servants? Now what?
Served or what servant?
What is it? What is it?
Good servant.
Both. Likewise, you go back to the input. Krishna, Krishna is always cowherds. Gopis and Krishna. And Gopis and all Brajavasis serve. ठीक है हरिनाम कर रही हैं जाओ ऐसे बारा जाएंगे अंडरस्टैंड और नॉट
यस महाराज
हाउ यू अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट यू अंडरस्टैंड
वेल अंडरस्टैंड दैट कृष्णा इज बोथ द सर्वेंट इन ब्रज एंड दैट ही इज आल्सो सर्व्ड बाय द ब्रजवासी एंड दैट लाइकवाइज गोवर्धन हिल is both Krishna as the Supreme Lord and
when
the servant.
When it becomes Krishna,
yes.
Everyone serves. And when he is at the shape of Govardhan, he is serving Krishna and he is especially Gopi, Go, Cow and Sikh. We will have to judge and see if Govardhan is servant or he is servant. In what way we are in game? Understand what I'm telling? I have no
English.
Appropriate word to express.
Is it better for us, for our Krishna consciousness, to serve or think of Govardhan Hill as God or as servant, which is better?
We'll have to judge. We have to think. In what way we are in giving? If he is God himself, gain is very, very little. Very little. But if he is servant, and we are also servant, we can gain much and much. Because if he is servant, and he is supplying kunja, so many floats, rivers, sarova, especially so beautiful kunji, kadamba tree, tamal tree, all the things which are required in the rash are meeting with gopis. It's just a thing to the rash. You know madhu? Honey? Govardhan gives honey. So many kinds are madhu. There, so many kinds of madhu. You know? So many kinds of madhu. Oh, you know. So many kinds of madhu. Krishna and gopis test that madhu there. One is matter and other is bhav. Bhav madhu is better and best. Krishna tests there. So Govardhan helps them to test all these things. So if he is servant, he is nearer to us. And if he is heights, then he is so much far away from us. So we want that he should be nearer to us and help us to enter in that bhakti realm.
Generally, when we see caves are not very comfortable for play. But Krishna and the gopis enjoy in the caves of Govardhan. So what is so wonderful about those caves?
There are something. When Krishna wants to meet them alone, caves are useful there.
It's very secret.
So, Srimati Radhika and Lalita Vishakha are hiding themselves in the caves. And Krishna is searching them where they are. And anyhow, if he knows these secrets, then he meets them. And the caves are not like these caves.
Not hard rocks.
No. So beautiful. And so good smell. And so well decorated by Vrinda Devi and Jogmaya. Everything arrangement is there. It is very, very useful for Krishna and gopis to meet there.
How are they decorated? With flowers or? Another question? Just quickly.
It's time for a small question.
Only that, a little. Another time? Yes,
okay.
Because I will have to also do something.
Okay, one small.
Oh, one more?
Small.
Small. It's just a matter of etiquette. That's all. When Srila Prabhupada says that as soon as one sees the spiritual master, one should pay one's obeisances. But in the nature of devotion, it is also stated that in front of the deities, one should not pay obeisances to anyone.
I could not understand.
In Prabhupada's books, it says that as soon as one sees the guru, one should offer dandavats. But also, in front of the murti, the deity, one should not offer dandavats to anyone. So how do you meet this? How do you reconcile the two?
We can do pranam to our Gurudev in front of deity also. But at all time it is not necessary. If I am here, Gurudev is here, no? And you are first meeting, first day, you should do pranam here. And we see you all when he goes to Mandir temple, then there is no need of doing again pranam, Gurudev, in front of deities. Understand? Similarly, if the Gurudev of Prabhupada is there, and both are there, and you have gone there, your Gurudev is also there, what should you do? What should you do? If the generation is there,
I don't know. That's one. I always thought that.
So this question should be put up to
Jadurani
and Giriraj Maharaj. They will solve all these questions very clearly. Have you seen Jaiva Dharma? In Jaiva Dharma, all these have been. When here is etiquette, but there, if two sakhis meet themselves, they will not do any pranam or anything. They will do pranam. Smita Hasya Mandi. You know Smita Hasya?
Smiling?
By smiling to earth. And other will also in response will smile. And this is Puna. This is good. No? They will question by eyes. What happened? For last night or anything. By their eyes will talk about it. And this is etiquette, this is pranam. Like Rup Goswami. Das Goswami. You know? Sri Rup Manjari Kathita Purishma. If Guru Sakhi will be seen like so many. By Manda Muskan. No. Like this. There is no servant, no survives, nothing. Prakt sandhu, kya sadbandhuvat?
Laukik
sadbandhuvat. In Brihat Bhagavatamritam. Laukik means?
Planets. Planets.
Sadbandhu.
Friends.
First friends, like in this world, as we are bandhu, Krishna should be treated and all the associates of Krishna will be treated like this. Prakta sambhu. So, Archan is somewhat, but
different.
Obstacle. Because we'll have to do pranam, we have to do sastang, we'll have to offer dandvat pranam, we'll have to oh achmaniyam, idam achmaniyam, kling krishnaya swaha, kling gauraya swaha, and gauraya namaha, krishnaya namaha, gurudevaya namaha, mani he is so high, I am so lower. So Lokik Sambhu Bandhu was never be in anyhow in Archan. But first we should do Archan. And after that, growing and growing more, we will enter in Lokik Sambhu Bandhu. Have you heard any new thing in this?
New thing?
Lokik Sambhu Bandhu.
That
Archan is somewhat obstacle in Raganuga.
Why?
There is a bar within them.
Uh-huh.
He is the soul, great and soul.
Mm-hmm.
हमारी प्रतीक्षा कर रहे थे, 7 बजे क्लिनिक बंद हो जाते हैं, उनके कार्य तक हम पहुँच बीच में स्कूटर में पेन नहीं रहा तो यहाँ से कदम तो 8:30 बजे पहुँचे उनके यहाँ, तो हमारी प्रतीक्षा बैठे कुछ नहीं प्रतीक्षा बैठ के यहाँ मतलब नहीं कहा हमारा
वो बोल रहा था तो भाई
हाँ भैया उनसे जो कुछ बात कर रहे थे बोले आज तुम गुस्सा दिख रहे हो क्यों क्या बात हो
डॉक्टर
हम तो जो हमें प्रभुपाद जी का जो
क्यों कहा
तो क्यों वो कुछ